And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 21st of January, 2011. It was on this day, 1926, a 33-year-old novelist named Vida Sackville-West wrote an impassioned love letter to the novelist Virginia Woolf, who was 10 years older. Vida had been married for more than a decade. She loved her husband. She was attracted to women as well, all of which was also true of Virginia Woolf. They'd met through the Bloomsbury Group, a group of people who gathered to talk about literature and art and philosophy, and they cautiously began a romance. But by 1926, when Vida wrote this letter, she was deeply smitten. She wrote from Italy, where she was riding a train 85 years ago today. She wrote, "I am reduced to a thing that wants Virginia. I composed a beautiful letter to you in the sleepless nightmare hours of the night, and it has all gone. I just miss you in a quite simple, desperate, human way. You, with all your undumb letters, would never write so elementary a phrase as that. Perhaps you wouldn't even feel it, and yet I believe you'll be sensible of a little gap. But you'd clothe it in so exquisite a phrase that it would lose a little of its reality. Whereas with me, it is quite stark. I miss you even more than I could have believed, and I was prepared to miss you a good deal. So this letter is just really a squeal of pain. It is incredible how essential to me you have become. Oh, my dear, I can't be clever and standoffish with you. I love you too much for that, too truly. You have no idea how standoffish I can be with people I don't love. I have brought it to a fine art, but you have broken down my defenses, and I don't really resent it." It was shortly after that Virginia Woolf came up with an idea for a new novel inspired by Vida, who liked to dress up in men's clothes, and that novel was Orlando, a biography, 1928, about a transgender writer who lives for hundreds of years. They ended their affair in the late 20s, stayed friends until Virginia Woolf died in 1941. Here's a poem for today by Daniel Anderson, entitled "The Bitter End." Summoned from a fresh page of winter and finished with a stovepipe hat, the snowman started life in middle age, bald and running to fat. In a corner of the yard, beneath an ice-encrusted pine tree tassel, honor-bound and dauntless, he stood guard over the frozen castle. Built also by a child on the unshoveled morning after the storm, he lingers there, content to wait in a mild and vaguely human form. Dissolving into the mud, he's shed his scarf and dropped his walking cane, endured the soft and intermittent thud of January rain, and still maintains his grinning while comprehending nothing of his demise, not the dangling corncob nor the thinning sockets of his eyes. He makes the slow return from gutter stream through glittering brook to sea with relatively small or no concern for his own misery. He's never been known to grouse about warm weather or his loosening bones, and all day long he's faced this lonely house cracking his smile of stones. The Bitter End, a poem by Daniel Anderson from January Rain, published by Storyline Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.